Okay, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, and we will be taking callers as usual on today's show. You are listening to our regular show where we take callers with a single question per caller and any topic in their life, and we go ahead and answer it. Now, we may be joined by a co-host today, unsure whether we're going to be or not. So we'll just carry on with the show, and if we find our co-host, we will bring them on air. Now, we're going to go ahead and first make the announcement that the private sessions are available through the website at howpsychic.com. Whose link is in the description of the show page. That once more is Psychic Talk Radio at prime time on blogtalkradio.com. So you'll be able to find it there. Now, our first caller today is going to be area code 111. First three digits are 111. Hello, caller. You
Thank
are live you. And on air.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, hello there. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut, and I'm wondering what you're picking up around finances.
Yes, hello, Trish in Connecticut. Give me one moment here, and I will tune in for you and see what I can get. Okay, yes. So financially, it does look like there's been a bit of a struggle. A lot of people seem to be going through that right now, but I'm also looking at next year as being a very positive and uplifting time for you financially. I feel more and new, better opportunities coming in.
Do you know when?
Okay. That's going to be next year, but we only do one question per caller. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, wishing you the best on that journey forward. Our next caller now is going to be brought on momentarily. Okay, next caller is area code 216. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Desmond. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, hello there, and how may I help you today?
Yeah, someone got an idea where I should move to. I know I have to move because it's nothing furthermore for me to be here, even though I love where I'm born at. But I know I need to go somewhere else to further my further what I have to do here. So, yeah, I know it's somewhere like
down. And you said that you're in Ohio, correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting Florida. And I don't know why, but when you ask about moving, I'm getting Florida, okay? Now, Florida is going to be the best place for you, all right? Now, I want you to feel that out for yourself as you look into it, but I am getting Florida, and I'm getting that that's going to be the best opportune place for you. It's going to provide you the most opportunity and the best pay. So look forward to that. I'm seeing that in the future. I'm seeing that happening somewhere around April and May, okay? But we want to thank you for calling in today, and we wish you good luck on that journey.
All right, thanks.
All right, now we're going to bring on our next caller here. This one is coming through a restricted number. Usually we do not take these, but we're going to give it a try, and we'll see how it is. Okay, now next caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Joanna. I'm calling from Florida, and my question is, will my friendship with my best friend be reconciled in the future? He recently ended it.
Okay. Give me one moment here. Okay. Well, there's two parts to the answer on this one. You know, I could do a simple yes on this, but it's not really going to be informative. The thing is that it's not going to happen in the near future. It will be reconciled, but right now this individual is on a lower vibrational path. Now, what that means is that they are not in a place where they're going to be vibrating at the same frequency as you. Okay, you have been doing spiritual work. You have been trying to heal your inner self, and they are not willing to do that themselves. So right now, they're trying to run away from their problems. They're trying to run away from whatever's wrong in their life. They're trying to hide their emotions and push it deep down inside. When you do that, you can only do that for so long before that volcano builds up enough energy within the inside of it to burst. Okay, and eventually that will happen, and this individual will find you one way or another, because the paths always realign at the end, and then that is when the reconciliation of friendship will occur. Do I feel that one needs to be concerned about this individual and their individual lives? No, because the only responsibility to yourself is you.
Right, exactly. Yes, bless you. Thank you so much for your time.
Bless you as well, and good luck on your journey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to take some more callers here, but before we take our next callers, just a couple of announcements. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Currently, we have a New Year's special going on, a holiday special for $10 off of a reading, okay? And the prices are actually very, very good. So please check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. The link is in the description. Now for a word from our sponsor, and then back to Cole.
Lolita, the American dream. A great food and ice cream parlor. Hot pizza, Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes. Ice cream, we all scream for ice cream. For real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat. Lolita Parlor. Over 32 flavors of Hershey's real ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Located at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
Well, there we go. Okay, and yes, thank you all for hanging in there. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller now. Next caller is going to be area code 724. First three digits are 434. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Shay. Thank you for having me. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I'm calling to see if you see a move in my future.
If there is a move in your future.
Yes, a residential move, please.
Yeah, just making sure I understood the question. Hold on one moment,
sure,
please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you know, I do get good news. There is a move, and the move will be a wonderful move. However, getting that move to happen is going to be what's so difficult, okay? So
just plan one
step at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself is what I'm being told. What I'm being told is to plan it out. Make sure you have your ducks in a row, but do one thing at a time. Sometimes we try and take it all on at once, and that's when we fall. If we do one thing at a time, we prioritize the most priority to the least, it's going to be much more efficient. Procrastination is also a killer, and occasionally you have been hit by the procrastination bug. So remember, right now, it's about staying in your creative vortex, staying within your positive mind, and all will come to pass.
Okay, but with the two previous calls ago, you are able to, like, actually see a destination. You don't see an actual destination for me.
We only do one question per caller. If you would like a more in-depth meeting, that's available through the website.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller now is going to be area code 816. First three digits are 288. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Yes. Hello, Jessica in Kansas, and how may I help you today?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to know someone that I am interested in. They keep coming close, and then they'll back away. And I just wanted to know why that's happened.
Okay. I need the first name, please.
Stefan.
Stefan. Okay. One moment. Okay. Okay. Yes, yes. Okay. All right. So what I am getting right now is what I can give you for right now, okay? Stefan is at a place right now where they would really like to heal themselves and to have something great in their lives, something solid, something they can, you know, something that's tangible, something that they can actually feel and commit with, and something that's really good. But the problem is that we have a dual split personality going on here, and I'm not talking about bipolarism. I'm talking about emotionally. You know, they want this goodness, but then they deny themselves because they feel they do not deserve it. They have not gone through their healing process, and as much as they want to embrace that light, they're very afraid of letting go of themselves punishing, letting go of themselves. In a way, they feel guilty for things that happen to them, even though these things that happen to them, these traumas, if you will, when they were a child, through their parents and other people, is not their fault, and they were never the cause of it. Some people blame themselves for that, and they are in that position right now. I do feel that the energies will align and match eventually between the two of you. I feel that could very well be as soon as sometime within the coming year. But right now, this person is off and on because they're toying with the idea of giving up that guilt and proceeding forward.
Okay. Okay.
I hope that
awesome.
Helps you upon your journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Good luck on your journey out there, everyone. Our next caller today is going to be area code 831. First three digits are 375. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Karen. I'm calling from California.
Well, Karen, I have not spoken to you in some time. How are you doing?
Remember me.
Yes,
hello,
of
I've
course.
Been up and down and around. It's been quite a while. It's so nice to reconnect with you.
Same here, same here. How can I help you today?
Can you tell me what feelings Joe has for me, or his feelings or intentions,
yes,
or
remember Joe.
Whatever?
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Joe seems old to me. There's an old feeling here with this one. But let me see here. Okay, yes, feelings are good, but there's also a little animosity. You see, one thing I remember about your energy and I'm still picking up on today is that you have a way of bringing the truth about people to light. And, you know, people, they have the ability to just talk to you and not even know they're doing it until it's too late. You see, what I'm feeling here is that Joe has this endearment towards you, but there is actually this fear of the truth that you show them. You're like that mirror. You're showing them that truth within themselves. I am not seeing a whole lot that they have to heal, and I do not feel that the vibrations are too far apart for it to go anywhere. I actually feel here that there is some healing process going on currently within this individual, which is actually very good, because at this point, I feel like the ego is still in the way, but the ego is diminishing, okay?
Okay, I didn't understand what you said about the energy is not too far apart for it to go somewhere. I'm not sure what that means, or did I hear that right? I couldn't hear anything.
I'm saying that energetically, you two are not vibrating too far apart from each other for a bond to be made, meaning that you will not be splitting paths anytime real soon.
Not be splitting paths? You mean going separate ways?
Yes, that's correct.
Or going together, okay.
Going separate ways.
So
okay.
When I show him himself, okay, only one question. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Happy to hear you.
You too, Hina. Many, many blessings upon your journey forward. Our next caller today is area code 262. First three digits are 577. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm from Wisconsin. And my question
is... Yes, hello,
is,
Michelle in Wisconsin. Go right ahead.
Hi. Do you see me going back with my old boyfriend, John, or do you see me getting a new boyfriend? Or love and
Okay, you said your old boyfriend's name was what?
John,
okay. Hold on one moment, please. Yeah, I'm actually feeling the old boyfriend fades away. New boyfriend comes in. Do not revisit the past. A warning has been put up, meaning do not get back together with the old boyfriend. Proceed forward. There is bigger and better out there for you, and you're on your way to manifesting that. What is happening right now is that you are being tested by the universe. Do you want to fall into old patterns and cycles, or do you want to create new things and create something bigger and better that might actually prosper and bloom?
Wow. Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so
much.
Thank
you. No problem. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, and just a word here. Please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Lighting your way for quite a while now. Our next caller today is area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. Hi. Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. Did I speak with you already?
No. I haven't spoken with you. I'm happy to speak with you, though. Thank you.
I have been waiting on you for a while. I believe in my spiritual world here, I have known you before. So go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, my God. How cool is that? That is so cool. I love it. I was all ready to take a trip to see a relative and several hours away, but right now it's my adult son, and so we're having a disagreement, and I said to him, I'm not going to go, I'm just going to stay home, and do you see me ending up on Christmas visiting him or just staying home.
Okay. You know, what I'm getting here psychically is, you know, I keep spread your wings and fly away. Meaning, okay, that I feel in this case you do need to go and visit him regardless. At the end of the day, connections must be cherished even through difficulty, okay, especially within family. Even through difficulty, we must cherish these connections, okay? Regardless of how much ego and rebellion might be there between parties, remember that time is valuable and we are not always here on this earth.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true. But I feel like I get chewed out by him a lot, and I'm always putting myself out, and I just...
I understand. You know, the thing is about this, that you must lead by example. You have been a spiritual leader for a lot longer than you know, and a lot longer than this lifetime. Remember, it is leadership by example. Sometimes you don't have to talk to be able to lead. And the way others affect us is our responsibility. What they choose to do, how they choose to act, that's their path, that's their responsibility, and that's something that they have to learn from in their own time. We cannot force that timing, and we cannot force them to learn. What we can do is we can lead by example, and if you do not allow those triggers to come up, you do not allow yourself to be triggered by whatever it is, then they're going to notice that difference and they'll start following your lead.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you guys are having a special? I should go to your website.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I should go to your website and sign up for your reading.
Please visit the website. That's how psychic.com. I would be more than happy to hear from you through there.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
And many blessings on your journey forward. Our next caller today is area code 860. First three digits are 836. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm doing good, but I heard Connecticut. I didn't hear your name. I'm sorry.
It's unusual. It's Amla.
Amla. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Where does that come from? It's very familiar. Like, I can't quite put my finger on it, though.
I was born and raised here in the States, but it's Indian, and it means purity.
That's what I thought. Are you Indian?
Yes. Yes. I was born and raised here in the States.
Okay. Well, Jai Shri Krishna to you if you're Hindu.
Oh, Jai Shri Krishna to you. Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Oh, nice to speak with you. My first time.
Wonderful. Well, I'm a universal minister, but I do pujas every day.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, with the Brahmin household.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I do have a question. This past year, I've done a lot of soul searching, self-love and self-confidence and just being in love with myself, basically, with just all pure heart. And I'm looking for a partnership, a relationship. So I'm wondering what you see for 2018.
Okay. Yeah, they're showing me the clock. You know, the ancestors are always like, oh, okay, when's it going to happen? But I am actually feeling that 2018 is going to be a wonderful year for that to take place. We are actually getting within the first 2 months, that the rose, the lotus, okay, begins to open. Bhagwan, if you know what Bhagwan means, is showing me that the blessings are there. Lakshmi has her hands out for that. What we are seeing is also doing the Dhanvantara mantra is not just going to help the physical body, but is going to help the soul align with that vibration. Okay?
Okay. Well, can you just explain that mantra? What is it? I don't know.
The Dhanvantara mantra. It's Om Shri Dhanvantara Namaha.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
It's a very good healing mantra. Just look up healing mantra. You'll find it.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Deva Prana has a very good one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know her. I know of her. And I like Krishna Das a lot, too. But definitely look up
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have a great evening. And remember, the energies are aligned for the first couple of months within the new year. The blessings are being sent out, and I am hearing that you need to be a little bit more diligent about your prayers, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Blessings. Good night.
Blessings to you. All right, Jisha Krishna. Next caller today is going to be area code 310, first three numbers are 890. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm calling from California. And my question is, I would like to know what you see coming up in the new year for myself and my new love, and his name is Justin.
Justin, you say?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, wonderful. Hold on one moment, please. Yes, okay. So the bond will become stronger within the new year. There will be challenges. Communication, for one. However, if you remain patient and do not... this advice is for both of you. You need to both stop trying to analyze everything, okay? But at the end of the day, going into the new year, if you're able to be patient and try and keep it simple, do not overanalyze, and that goes for the both of you, you will both be doing quite well together. I feel that the new year holds prosperity, abundance, and it holds good health and it holds good relations. So this looks wonderful to me. But remember, it is through that inner work that we are able to manifest anything good within our lives. If you heal the traumas within, then you will work on healing that vibrational frequency, in turn, healing what manifests into your life.
Wow, that's awesome. Yay.
Yes.
What a big message.
Very good. Well, thank you
so
for calling
much,
in, and you have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, for those of you that have actually already called in, please, and had your question answered, please don't forget to push the number one on your touch tone phone, as this will put your hand down from the queue, which indicates that you have already been brought on air and have already asked your question within this show. Thank you for doing so. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Our next caller today is area code 310. First three digits are 890. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. You just spoke with me. This is Brittany again. You just spoke with me.
Okay. Hi, Brittany. Please push the number one on your phone so your hand goes down in the queue. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, Brittany, you can do that now. Yes, thank you. All right, our next caller, we don't have any more callers. Okay, wonderful. We've gotten through everyone, which is a rare case here on our regular show. Usually we don't have enough time to get to everybody, but we want to actually say, hey, we got through everyone. That's wonderful. And now a word from our sponsor.
Lolita, the American dream, a great food and ice cream parlor, hot piece of Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes, ice cream, we all scream for ice cream, for real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat, Lolita Parlor, over 32 flavors of Hershey's real
Lolita
ice cream. Located at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
All right, everyone, and that's Marietta, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia, Lolita's Parlor. Wonderful ice cream, all Hershey's ice cream, very much, just very much delicious. I kind of wish I had some right now. So everyone, thank you for calling in to today's show. We want to wish you wonderful, wonderful journeys ahead with many blessings and lots of healing and love and light. And we want to wish you a good night.